This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey you, yeah you, on the job site. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy at work, just like you? Right now, times are very tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to help you through your work day. So tell your workmates, your next door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday 10 till 12.
Yes, you are on Saturday Magazine Joy 94.9 with Macca and Tass, and our next guest is Joe Ball, the CEO of Switchboard. This is normally the time when I do my op-ed, and this issue has really was I was going to talk about it, and then I saw Switchboard had made some comments about it, and I thought, why not get Joe Ball in to talk to us, to talk to Tass and I about the federal budget, and in particular a bit of an absence, not a total absence because there are some federally funded programs, but a bit of an absence around mental health initiatives and support for our community. So welcome, Joe.
Welcome, Macca. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you here.
It's nice to be on here rather than just listening.
I know it is. Good to have you in the studio, actually. And it's good to see you.
I know. I think this is the first time I've actually been in here since the move.
Is that true?
We've spoken to you a number of times, but I think, this is the first time you've been in
actually
here.
Been in.
Yeah. So tell us about the federal budget and what does the federal budget, and particularly for our community, and mental health and suicide prevention and well-being, what was in it for us?
I think we have to start from a place of looking at the budget in its totality, mm-hmm. and welcoming the investment, the ongoing investment in mental health and suicide prevention. Now, I'm being careful with my words there. I'm talking about ongoing funding. I think it's yet to find out whether the funding is an increase. So I just sort of want to make that point. Mm. And I think in the era of COVID, we have to consider that we are in a mental health crisis that's been brought on by COVID, and COVID has exacerbated, if you like. So I think the investment in this money has been really important. But I guess it's in the context, if we think about our community, a conservative estimate in our community is that 10 to 15% of all suicide attempts in Australia are from our community, are from the LGBTIQA plus community. And I think we need, that's really heavy, right? That's really heavy. But you know what that means is that most of us, and I know listeners would feel this, most of us might have been in that position themselves, or they have actually loved someone who has died by suicide. They've held the hands of somebody who's died by suicide. They danced next to them on the dance floor. Those kind of statistics mean we are not alien from those statistics. We understand them in a bodily, day-to-day level.
Yeah. So, and what that doesn't actually include is the number of people who've thought about suicide.
That's right.
Or even attempted suicide.
That's right.
So which I imagine the number is much, much larger again.
Yeah. And also there's people who would talk about themselves as having poor mental health or suicidality, but they don't yet identify as part of our community. So there's sort of, that's what I'm saying. It's a very conservative estimate, 10 to 15% of the population. But if you think about that 10 to 15% of our community are living with suicidality, are making attempts at our lives, we would expect that 10 to 15% of the suicide prevention budget would be specifically targeted to our communities. And we know that this federal government has called out certain communities for suicide prevention. One of them is veterans.
Yeah.
I'm on board with that. They are not 10 to 15% of the population. They are not 10 to 15% of the suicide attempts. It is important.
It is very.
But the numbers are quite low. So if we say, they'll do it for veterans, and they've done it for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, and that's important. But I think that if they can do it for veterans, they can do it for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, and they've done it for men, they can actually do it for our community. And this is a government that has on record that they want to get to a zero suicide target. They've put that out there, zero suicide. And you cannot get to zero by doing the same thing you've always done.
Well, that's... Sorry, Taz. That is the definition of insanity. Is to keep doing the same thing and expecting a different outcome, isn't it?
That's right.
I mean, it's insane to actually think by not addressing this.
So tell us what they have done.
I mean, the biggest thing...
I mean, what we've heard is really what hasn't been done, but what has the government invested in?
I mean, they're going to continue the Head to Health funding.
Well, that's existing, so what's new?
I don't believe there is much new. There is some really like site-specific, local-specific, like local area. We know this is a budget that's very much about funding things in particular electorates, if you will. And there is that within the suicide and mental health funding of particular sites. But overall, from a national strategy, what have they done? They've gone and funded Lifeline and Headspace again.
Yeah.
Now, no one can argue with that. Our state government does the same. But they have been funding these two services for a long time, and the evidence base in the LGBTIQA plus community is that our community want real choice. They want those mainstream services funded, but they also want community-controlled, peer-led services. When people call QLife or our other service, Rainbow Door, they constantly tell us, and they've been telling us for years, that it's very important to them that it's a peer-based service that understands them.
Yeah.
So we need to see the funding. So they funded these mainstream services again, Lifeline, Headspace, but they haven't made an investment when the evidence has said clearly, like they've done their own research. Obviously, we've had a Royal Commission in Victoria that's found this, but also their own research out of their suicide prevention office has said you need to have an LGBTIQA plus strategy. They are not listening to their own evidence, and they're just doing the same thing they've always done. And I think it is expected of this government, but it is completely unacceptable.
So, Joe, I know you've got a couple of messages you want to communicate, so we'll get back to that in a second. But is there a call to action here for our listeners this morning?
I think we need to be talking to both sides of the chamber because we don't know the outcome of the federal election. And I actually want to see electoral promises. I'd like to see it from both sides of government that they actually talk about a national LGBTIQA plus funded, targeted response. And that means about centering the peer-led yes. services in this space. And we need a national action plan around it. And I think that if people are contacting their local members, whatever that stripe or colour is, they need to be talking about LGBTIQA plus suicide. And because we must address and we must drive these numbers down in our community.
Okay, that's a great message and a very simple message. No matter which side of the chamber of politicians you're speaking to, let them know how we feel about this and how important that dedicated funding for our community is. What else?
Look, I mean, I would love to see the Leader of the Opposition, Anthony Albanese, to come to the Victorian Pride Centre and have a conversation.
Yeah.
About
the last one.
And, well, come on, SatMag, too. Let me yes. add that to the list. Oh, but yes. I'd love to see...
He's been on our show before, Macca.
Yeah, on the phone, though.
Yeah.
I mean...
We'll ask Josh Burns to bring him here.
Yeah, look, I'd love to see... I mean, Josh Burns is a local member, a dedicated local member.
What about
member.
Scott Morrison, the PM?
Well, perhaps Katie Allen could bring him down.
Look, I think there's Greg Hunt as well.
He's finishing up.
He is finishing up, but he is sitting in the role. But I think that I would love to see, I'd love to see all sides of Parliament come down to the Victorian Pride Centre and start having these conversations
fantastic.
With us.
Fantastic.
Because, you know, there's been not $1 of federal funding for this centre.
No, that's true. That is true.
You know, there'll be an opportunity for the Prime Minister and the opposition leader to actually pledge some money for LGBTQI mental health support and also recognise what the Pride Centre does and perhaps give us some money.
Joe, a final comment from you before we wind up?
Look, I think that what sits with me is that, you know, we need to turn back the tide of suicide in our communities. We need to address the poor mental health in our communities. And one step in that direction is seeing a national funded response. And we should be actually very outraged about the budget. And we should be putting pressure on both sides of Parliament to make commitments.
Thank you so much, Joe. Thank you for your advocacy. Thank you for your hard work. Thank you for supporting our community in times of need.
Yes, it makes a difference.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.